Welcome to Buddy Speak.
Welcome back to Buddy Speak, where me and Shannon come to the viewers' ears and talk to...
Hello!
Shannon!
Young people of Earth?
You have been gone for 2 weeks.
I've been gone for 2 weeks?
What have you done in those 2 weeks, Shannon? Because I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Well, I was in Florida for 1 week.
Oh, I didn't ask you about that. Yeah,
I came home. And then I went to Alaska for another week. And now I'm here.
Okay. So, again, why is, like, Alaska a thing? You know? How did that trade happen? Like, apparently Europe owned it.
No! Russia!
Russia owned it, and they sold it to the USA.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. Like, I really don't understand why that is a thing. Why isn't it just part of Canada?
Because they sold it to the United States.
Fair enough. All right.
I'll put it like this. Just because land is close to another doesn't make it like, oh, it should be part of this.
I disagree. Because...
there's a part of France that's in South America. It's a small little area.
Why, though?
Because they own it!
But that's confusing. Well, I guess that makes sense, though. Because they buy... You have to buy land.
Well, they actually discovered that land, but...
Oh, you either have to discover it or steal it from Indians. That's what we did, according to the texts.
History textbook.
According to the history text. Anyway, so how was your trip?
It was lovely.
Out of like 1 out of 10, how was it?
It was like a whole like 9.9.
What was the 0.1%? What did you not like about it? Let's get into that. What was the worst thing about Alaska? Even though it was like really good. I would say cold, right? Would you say cold?
There were some days it was like perfect weather, and then like when we went to the glacier, it was cold. But it was great. It was kind of weird because like it's kind of like June and stuff, and like we're there, and it's like I have to wear a hoodie all the time.
That's nice.
It's kind of great.
I guess. I mean,
but I think the 0.1%. I'm sorry, the 0.1 star.
Gotcha.
Comes from. At one of the ports, we went to go, like...
Now, explain this to me. What is a port? Because I don't know what a port is.
A port is a stop on your cruise that you...
Port and starboard.
What?
Port and starboard.
What the heck's a starboard?
I don't know.
You mean harbor?
Port and harbor? Continue, please. I was just being dumb.
What's a starboard?
Port and starboard! Have you never heard that?
I've never heard that ever.
Oh, well maybe it's just something that I heard on a TV show or something. Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay, the port's where the ship pulls in, right?
Yeah, so one of them, one day, we were in Skagway, Alaska. And my dad wanted to go see this waterfall. And he didn't know it was 2 miles away.
Wait, so you had to walk?
So we had to walk 2 miles to see
this stream.
This river falling from rock. I'm kidding. It was pretty cool when we got there, but at the same time, we had to walk 2 miles there.
Yeah, and 2 miles back.
So, yeah.
That's the worst. I'm sorry. Okay, so go into, like, did anything happen? Like, what?
Well, it was in nature.
Okay, well... Gross. What was your favorite part? What was your favorite part?
Probably Hubbard Glacier.
Glacier?
Yeah, it's this giant glacier in Alaska. And apparently, it always moves, right? But, like, slowly. And, like, there's a thing called calving. It's where parts of the chunks of ice come off and splash into the water.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that on, like, nature shows, like flipping through those channels.
Shows of nature.
Shows of nature.
Nature yeah, and dogs. Apparently, like, where it starts, like, from, like, what we saw to, like, where it starts is, like, 82 miles away. So it's giant.
Really?
Piece of ice.
It's a piece of art. That's what it is. I've been in cold weather.
Well, art?
That reminds
it's not,
me.
It's not made by humans.
Yeah, it is.
So continue.
Anyway, the heating of the earth, isn't that our fault?
That doesn't make
debatable. Okay.
What? I'll say
end of conversation.
A large glacier is not made by humans though.
Yeah, but did we cause them to melt? Or was it the penguins? I'm confused about geography.
A glacier's frozen.
I know.
We didn't melt. What?
I know a glacier's frozen.
What do you mean we caused it to melt? If it's frozen, it never melted.
But the caving, what was that? The
calving.
Calving.
It's natural.
It's just now.
Because okay. It's moving.
Okay, I'm sorry.
A glacier is always moving.
Okay, gotcha.
There is one glacier that was like, we were on a tour and like we were going like down the road. He was like, the glacier was right here 300 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they talk like Canadians?
Well, we were in Alaska.
Well, because you just said it in a Canadian accent.
No.
300 years ago. That's what you said.
I didn't say ago.
Yes, you said. You said
no, ago. Like, there's this tribe in Alaska called the Tlingits. The Tlingit tribe.
The Tlingits, okay.
Yeah, they call the Tlingits, and they're everywhere.
Okay. Tell me about the Tlingits. What do they do? Well, let me guess what they do, okay? They get ice picks, and they climb up glaciers. That's why they're called the Tlingits, because they clink up
no,
the glaciers.
No, they do not clink up the glaciers.
Call of Duty is different, because you do that in Call of Duty. That's a mission. You have to jump from glacier to glacier.
That doesn't mean that's what Indians do.
I'm pretty sure it does. Anyway, go ahead.
So back in like the 60s and 50s and stuff, their main thing... What?
Did you almost burp?
I did burp.
Okay, because that was a funny face. Keep going, sorry.
So, back in like the 50s and 60s and stuff, their main industry was salmon. And like a lot of it is like still fishing and salmon and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like that was like the tribes, like that was their thing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's it?
Well, and there was a Tlingit Indian who was taking us to this glacier, the smaller one, and
was he old and he didn't like speak? He was just like,
no, he spoke very well.
Oh. Sorry. Cuz there's that one guy when we went to Broken Bow, Oklahoma. That, like, it was like...
He was an Indian!
Well...
He was 100% white!
Well, he talked to an Indian.
That doesn't make him Indian. I've talked to Indians, it doesn't make me... Oh, wow, if you look at my Indian meter, it's now 3%.
I gotta keep talking to this guy so I can become one. No, but, like... He was the closest thing that we were gonna get to an Indian on that trip. And, we, like...
No!
Yeah,
because there was an Indian there!
And we were on a mission trip, and then we were, like, in a church.
There was an Indian there.
And we just sat
down. It wasn't a church.
It was like, what was it then?
I know it wasn't a church.
It was something. But, like, we were in, like, pews. And our whole, like, how old are we? 10th grade?
Yeah.
10th grade class, like, sat down. And he just sat there, staring at us.
For five minutes.
No, it was longer than 5 minutes.
No, it was 5 minutes.
It felt like 50.
Because like we were just sitting there. He was just looking at us. And like people just started laughing. And he just sat there with the straightest face. And I felt horrible.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah.
And he confused me.
And then he was like... He like did like...
No,
what was it?
He made an example of us.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He goes... Now what was that?
Yeah. Like after 5 minutes, it like we all got our chuckles out. And he was like, he basically made us feel terrible about laughing.
He made an example of it. He was something about silence.
He was like, I sat with an Indian man over 5 hours, and I knew more about him than I knew about anyone else or something.
And he didn't talk one bit.
Yeah. I'm like, that's impossible.
Yeah, here, let me just sit here for...
Yeah, holding my feet. Yeah, in crisscross applesauce, holding my feet.
All right, so...
Keep going. Do you have any stories?
All right, so there's one... So, this is horrible, but kind of funny, but, like, when you're in the moment, it's horrible, but then, like, when you, like...
You look back on it,
and it's funny. Yeah, you're like, okay, that's kind of funny. So... We're walking off. We're at one of the ports at this island called Icy Strait. And it actually wasn't icy. It's most likely very icy in the winter.
Yeah.
But we're walking off and, like, you know, there's a dock and there's, like, a bridge to get there, like, mm-hmm. from the boat because mm-hmm. it's a giant ship.
Yeah.
And so there's one old lady in front of me and, like...
She falls in the water and freezes and dies.
No.
That is sad and funny.
No. So, there's this little, like, tribe of, like, these Tlingit Indians and their, like, costumes and stuff. And you can tell, like, this generation is kind of like... I can just imagine what's going through their heads. They're like, this is not what I wear normally. This is just what I do for y'all.
Gotcha.
To get money.
Yeah. Basically, like, Chuck E. Cheese wearing the suit. The suit. This is not actually, what I normally...
Actually, nothing
like it.
But...
As I was saying it, I knew it was wrong. I felt that it was false as I was...
I love how you directly go straight to Chuck E. Cheese. Like, where is
this? I don't know.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. My brain. Keep going.
So, they're just sitting there like... There's this one guy with a drum. As we're all just going off into the island. And this one lady just trips. She's on the bridge. We haven't even gotten, like, on the island. And she trips. And she, like, sits there like this. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Like, with her arms in.
Well, yeah. Like, and, like, she, like, she cut herself here. Oh, and she had a bloody nose.
Oh, poor lady.
And, like, she had, like, her nails done. And one of her nails, like, broke off. Like, completely. And, like, it was sitting there bleeding and stuff. I was like, oh, that's horrible. Like we're sitting there, like, trying to help and stuff.
What did her husband do?
He was just sitting there, like trying to get her up and stuff. But, yeah, like, I didn't know. I mean, she was all bundled up because it was cold. I didn't know she was old until I, like, walked over and saw her hand. It was all wrinkly and veiny and stuff. I was like, oh, that's an old person. So I was like, that must have hurt really bad. So, but I was thinking later on, I was like, that must be horrible because, like, so there's things called excursions that we go on. And what we did, we went ziplining. It was great.
Oh, dude, that's sweet.
Yeah, like 100 feet above.
Oh, dude.
It was awesome, dude.
That's so crazy.
It was great.
I would totally love to,
like,
do that.
Through the trees and stuff. Oh. Like, oh, it was so great. Through the forest.
Through the ice, and you see
woolly, no ice,
woolly mammoths.
Woolly mammoths.
It caves in, like,
and saber-toothed tigers,
yeah,
just roaming
frozen
around.
Frozen into the ice.
Yeah, no, that's not how it works.
And then, like, they unthaw and their fingers are moving, but that's all they can move. That's totally stupid.
That's part of the Ice Age.
Yeah, people falling. Know. Yeah.
So we were thinking, like, what if she had an excursion that day? It was her only excursion. And she didn't even get off the boat.
Oh, that's so sad. She didn't
she
even get
fell
on.
And injured her body, and now she she has to go back to the ship, and now her $200-something of excursions is
She's
now
like,
ruined.
I'm all, no, it would have been worse. It would have been worse if she got up to the zipline thing, and she was so ready, and she was so old that she didn't know if she was strapped onto the harness or not. So she just jumped 100 feet to her death. Like, she thought she was gonna have fun. She was like, I'm ready. And then she jumped off, and she was like, as she was falling.
She thought it was just part of the zip line.
Like, half a second before she got crushed, she would know, I think I've made a mistake. And people would be like, oh my god! And her husband would try to go after her, but he'd fall. Or he try to hang onto the rope, but he's too weak, and then he would eventually let go.
That's not how these zip lines work, idiot.
I'm just saying it's funny.
These aren't just like zip lines, you know, that you drop off into the water. Like, because these zip lines are high. They're not just going to let people 100 feet above the ground just like hold on. No.
It's funny, though.
You're like harnessed in, and like, these are like tour guides, and they strap
well, yeah,
you in.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, she got so close to having fun, and then she died. You know? Like, this is supposed to be, this is her first retirement trip. Like, she is done working. I'm going to get on this zip line and zip
she
line.
Dies.
And she jumps off and gets crushed by the earth.
By the earth.
That reminds me of another story where I was in, like, Chicago. Wait, I was in, like, the airport from at Tennessee. Yeah. We were going to Tennessee to audition for schools. And there was this old fat man behind us with, like, his daughter or something. And he was walking behind us. And it was very icy. And this poor guy. We were walking, and we heard, "Whoa, be careful there," behind us. Because, like, his daughter kind of tripped or something. He was, like, very friendly. Like, "Whoa, be careful there." And then... And then we hear, and then he hit his back, and he was like, "Oh!" He was like screaming, and he started cursing like so. He like it was F F oh oh F like. And my mom and me helped me. We were trying to help him. He's like, "Don't help me! It's my back!" Like, I thought he was this friendly guy that was like, "Don't you be falling!" But then he fell.
Be careful! And then he's the one who falls.
And then he falls, hits his back and his head. But it's like he was kind of sliding because it was on an incline. So we kind of like it was hard to really grip him.
He was on an incline, so you could see him, like...
But there's some people that just walked right by him, like it was nothing. But what...
Oh,
it, but it's
what a
awkward.
Shame.
It's and awkward.
You,
it's awkward,
what a shame,
though.
And then you walk by.
But it's awkward. Yeah, what a shame. I guess we leave him to die. He has fallen. My grandma fell the other day. Gingy?
She did?
Yeah, she fell, dude. She fell when she was downstairs.
What was she doing?
I don't... She was just walking.
Zoe
probably tripped her. No, she like hit her foot on the fireplace, like the thing that rises on the fireplace, and she just fell, and they were screaming, and she was just sitting there like, "Oh," and we're like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "I want to cuss." I want to curse.
I want to curse.
Anyway, what else did you do in Alaska? Let's move on.
On the last day, which was yesterday, when we were going to our airport, which was like 2 hours away, we were driving on this little tour thing. We went to this, like, it's kind of like a zoo thing, but not really. It's kind of like just like this exhibit.
Okay.
For animals.
For Arctic animals? Or just animals?
Like moose and elk and
oh, yeah.
And
so
bear.
Arctic animals.
Yeah. And so looking at the bears were pretty cool. It's kind of like there's a bear there.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Wait, like it wasn't like you could like pet it?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I figured not. Because it would have been real bad.
Bears are violent.
It's not Far Cry Primal. You can't just pet a bear and be like, "I'm your friend now." No,
you
that
can't
bear...
just feed it meat and then ride it into
yeah,
the sunset.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's a little not. Yeah, I'm gonna be like Far Cry Primal. I'm petting it. Oh look, I'm dead now. I can see my intestines and he's eating them. Funny eating my poop. Anyway, keep going. You saw bears.
I saw bears. Saw an old lady trip and fall. What else happened? We threw axes.
What?
Like like over the head,
like two-handed?
Yeah, like threw an axe. Like an axe, like through the air.
Did it hit
like,
a tree?
You know, there was like these stump like targets.
Yeah.
I didn't stick one.
It's like, yeah, you gotta like really.
Well, it would have stuck if there was if the axe head was on the other side. Because like I hit like the opposite side. Both times. So.
Yeah, it's.
That was difficult.
Yeah, that reminds me of archery. I was never really good at archery.
See, like, I feel like archery would be fun.
Oh, yeah, dude.
No, like, if it wasn't forced at, like, kids' camps and stuff. You're like, all right, we're going to go do archery. And I don't want to. You're doing archery.
We're doing archery. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock to 8:30.
You're like, no.
Yeah, it's like fun. They like
force you, and they're like telling you techniques. I'm like, no, I just want to, you know.
I just want to hit a deer, you know. I just want to hit something.
I want to hit these like I don't want to hit these plastic circles.
yeah, exactly. I always wanted to get like really good. If I could like have one skill, I feel like it'd be archery.
Why?
I don't know. Archery's cool.
It's cool, but it doesn't do anything.
Well, yeah,
you can just be like, hey, I'm good at a bow and arrow.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. Bow and arrow is like better darts. You know?
What?
Like, darts are kind of like bow and arrows. But, like, the bow is your fingers. And you throw it at the... the bow is your fingers. But you throw it at the dartboard.
And the arrow is the dart.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Just like that.
Just like that.
You didn't explain that very well, but
that's okay. I didn't. Okay, I want to also talk about something else. I am so afraid of offending people. And happened today.
Is this that thing you're trying to talk to me about?
No. I don't. Yeah, I remembered. Okay. So, I'm so afraid of offending people. Like, okay, so I think,
explain.
Okay. So we went garage sailing today, right? That's when we go
garage sailing
around, you know, garage sale. You know how a garage sale works. People sell their things in their front yard for money. Basically. It's their things. It's like not someone else's things. It's like totally theirs. And like I felt bad because me and my mom got out at one. And there was just, like, these two, like, married couple. They were just sitting there, like, good morning, how are you doing? Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, I'm doing good. Oh, that's great. Just take a look around and see if you like anything. And I did, and my mom was like, Ryan, let's go. And we just left. Like, we didn't buy anything, and we didn't even say bye to them. We just kind of, like, left. They weren't having any good business. It's like walking into a... It's like walking into a family. It's like walking into a family-owned establishment.
They're like proud and stuff.
And they're proud of what they have. And you look at the menu and you're like, "Nah, this all looks crappy. I'm gonna take some my business somewhere else. Thank you.
Take my money somewhere else.
Yeah, this looks bad. Sorry,
dude. I kind of feel that way. Like going to food places and then like you're just trying to find something to eat." But, like, you'll walk into the store and just, like, go and, like, you can look at the menu and you're, like, and, like, you don't want to say, oh, I'm just looking, because, like, that's, you know, that's awkward.
Like, in the drive-thru or just?
No, I'm talking about, like, I was at the airport yesterday, and there's lots of, like, little places that you can.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the menu, I'm looking, and they're, like, hi, what can we get you? I'm just, like, and then I'm, like.
I'm not gonna order anything. Hi, what can I get you?
No, I'm looking at the menu. I was like,
just say, hold on, sir. I'm looking at the menu. Thanks.
But at the same time, it's like when when I'd be ready, I just left.
Wait.
I didn't order anything.
Oh, you didn't order anything.
I was just looking at other stuff. I was looking at prices and stuff.
You just say, I'm just looking. Well, I get it. Like, it's awkward.
Why didn't you say that at the garage sale? Thanks for letting me look. Leave your body.
Well, that was my mom. She was like, let's just go. And they were just sitting there like, we're old.
We're in debt.
And we're in debt. This is our feeble attempt at
at even trying to break the debt, like chip away. We are just trying to chip away at this big glass string of debt.
String block.
There you go. Block of marble of debt. That's what it was. Sphere of debt. I have such a big sphere of debt.
And then after that, I went and got a Cinnabon cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good, though.
Yeah?
Ate it on the plane. Oh, my gosh, dude. Yesterday, that plane ride, like, we departed at 9 p.m.
Yeah?
It was a 6.5-hour flight.
Yeah? But don't you, like, gain hours or something like that?
Yeah, so we moved up 3 hours as well. So, like, if it would have stayed Alaska time, we would have gotten there at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. But no, we got here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Because like, that's morning. Did you sleep?
Kinda, but you're, like, trying to sleep, like, straight up.
Don't even talk about how terrible airplanes are. It's just like
I love airplanes, but when you have to sleep, it's difficult.
Do you even know, like, I was watching this, like, YouTube video or something about, like, how our minds, like, think, like, we're on the, like, it's ridiculous. Like, we don't really can, like, we can't really grasp the concept of, like, airplanes. We are in the air. Like, we are high above the air. High above the ground. And we're just sitting there playing on our iPads. Like, ooh, Angry Birds. Whee! Like that's, yeah. That's what we're doing.
Whatever.
That's what we're doing. That's all, yeah, oh, whatever. It's just whatever.
We're literally at the height of Mount Everest.
Like, if something
happened... In the air.
If something happened where that door opened, you'd all be sucked out and you'd be dead. And that's it. You're done. You just hear...
You're smacked by the wing.
Yes.
Your body's in half, falling to the earth.
I can't breathe because literally there's no air up here. I had no oxygen.
Okay, but at the same time, why do we have to think about breathing?
Have you ever thought about breathing?
No. I'm talking about, like, there's no oxygen up there, but, like, would it really matter? You're about to smack the ground.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you might have a...
Your main focus...
People survive from those things falling.
Your main focus isn't, oh, I need to breathe. No, you're falling with no parachute or any chance of survival.
Well,
even if you hit the water, you're dead.
Well, I think...
33,000 feet, you're dead.
Well, when you're panicked, I'm sure you...
Right. If you're just completely relaxed and you're falling 33,000 feet in the air... It doesn't matter if you're relaxed. If you hit the earth, you're gonna die.
No, people have survived.
They have not survived.
Dude, I swear, dude, they have.
No, they
have not.
They did not.
Yes, they have. We're gonna look it up after this, okay? I promise. You know what they do?
And on the next,
they go at an angle. They go at an angle, and on the next Buddy Speak, we will address this. They go at an angle, and literally they bounce.
It's not possible.
It's possible, dude.
Not possible.
It's possible. People have done it. I've looked it up, dude.
Look it up for me, dude.
I will after this, I promise. And we will address it on next week's Buddy Speak.
It's not possible.
Okay, well, you're
There's no way you can survive falling from an airliner 33,000 feet, American Airlines, at the height of Mount Everest, to the dirt.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. I might have been confused.
Are you talking about, these people have fallen from, like, three-story buildings and survived. They broke their back and their neck and paralyzed forever, but they survived.
Yes.
Yeah, three stories. That's only...
Dude, I bet there's one case. Right, I might have been thinking about something else, though.
Yeah, people from the Twin Towers jumped off and their whole body splattered. In 9/11.
Yeah, but they were going straight down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So if they just point their body at an angle, they'll just fly off into the ocean.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. When you jump out of an airplane, you don't just go straight down. You're going as fast as the airplane. So you're going, like, you're getting some distance. You're getting some miles on that, on your body.
Okay, but at the same time, imagine you're going at an amazing... You're going at 500 miles an hour. You're going at 500 miles. Yeah, just... Yeah, all right, it doesn't matter if you're going this way. All right, let's say you go 500 miles an hour this way. What happens
Wait,
if you
what,
hit a
what
building?
Is this way? No one knows what you're talking about.
If
what
you're
is...
going, if you're going
horizontally. Horizontally. There's got to be a case to where...
You don't make sense.
There's got to be something.
Ryan, all right.
Dude, I swear
People
I read
die
this.
Die before they hit anything.
I know. I swear
like,
I read this
they
somewhere.
Die in the air.
I know they die because of the oxygen.
No. They're not thinking, I need to breathe. No.
They are because they're panicked. I think when you're panicked,
no, they
you
die
breathe more.
Of the pressure.
Well, yeah, of course the pressure. Yeah, that's obvious. But, yeah.
And you don't think the pressure of hitting the earth at 600 miles an hour isn't going to, they're just going to bounce off and.
I read an article.
I read an article on the internet. It's true.
It's true. I saw a video.
It was a link from Cartoon Network.
What? It was cartoons. They survived.
They survived. That means it's possible that means for humans.
No, no. By those standards, you could get punched in the face real hard and not take anything. Yeah, so I'm afraid of being rude to people. So Alaska was good?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you go with... Who did you go with? Just your family?
My family and my cousins.
What'd you eat?
Dude, gourmet food every night.
Gourmet?
Gourmet. For free.
For free?
Well, except, you know, you had to pay to...
For free! Except you had to pay for it.
No. For free, except, you know, like, you paid for the cruise.
Oh, so yeah. It's like... all like, oh, it's all included. But how much was the cruise? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah?
Probably a lot of money. Because I had 3 lobster tails one night.
Oh my gosh. How big are those things? Thanks for showing me with your hands.
What do you want me to sell you? Oh, like 5x3? I don't know.
That's better than... No, nothing. That's better than... No, 5x3 feet.
Oh no, I'm talking... 3 feet?
No.
Inches.
I know, Shannon. Inches.
Oh, yeah. 5x3 feet. That's a lobster tail.
That's a big lobster. That's the biggest lobster I've ever seen.
That's the biggest lobster ever.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about a shark. I'm so confused. I've never had seafood, really. What? I don't think I've ever had lobster.
I never had lobster until this.
I had lobster.
And it was awesome.
People were like... I can't say the name because I'm gonna offend this person, but like in college I went over to these people's house and they were like, oh, they're known for their lobster spaghetti.
See, like, I don't know if I'd like that.
Lobster spaghetti, or it was like, yeah, lobster spaghetti, and I was like, okay, one, I've never had lobster and I probably won't like it, but they're like, oh, it's so good. So like everybody had them and they all started eating and they were like, oh, this is so good, and I ate it. And I almost puked because I hate lobster. It's like soft.
All right, no, you had a bad. It was probably like canned or something. It
no, wasn't but good. but everybody else loved it. You know.
That's because they're from Abilene, okay?
No, they're not from Abilene. They're from California, where they have lobster.
Okay, well, California's even worse. All right, so
that makes no sense. That makes absolutely no sense.
You know what? All right. If you had an actual, like, restaurant-cooked lobster tail, you'd like it.
I don't like seafood that much, though. I've never liked seafood. I've also never liked sushi.
Well, duh. It's raw fish. I wouldn't like... I hate sushi.
You don't like sushi?
No.
What's in sushi?
Fish, rice, and seaweed.
But I saw one with avocado in it, which made me... Kind of like, ooh, that could be an option for my palate.
Your palate?
There was one with avocado in it, like, at Walmart.
Then great, there's some with avocado in it.
But I don't think I'll like it.
No, probably not.
Yeah. It's like, what is it, though?
Do you like shrimp?
No.
Like, good shrimp? Like,
no. I don't think I've ever had shrimp.
What is wrong with you?
I've never liked
seafood.
Have
you ever eaten anything?
Yes, I've eaten things.
Like what?
Like macaroni.
Like macaroni and pizza.
All the macaroni, pizza, Dr. Pepper. That's all I need. That's all I need right now.
That's all I need for my survival.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Therefore, anything I have not tried, I hate it.
Ryan died at 22. And he absolutely loved his life.
And he loved his life, but it was cut short.
He had no concept of what food was. Ryan was an imbecile.
Ryan was 684 pounds when he died.
God. Ryan was bigger than the fattest whale, the beluga whale. Did you see any whales? Did you go whale watching on...
Oh, yes, there were whales, too. It was great. Their little blowhole.
How do you... Okay, like, how do you forget something like that?
I don't know.
That's like on
people... I didn't forget it. I just didn't think of it. There's a difference.
Okay. Sorry. I'm just asking you about your last... There
was one, it flopped up in the air and went splash. But that's, like, really rare to see.
So you saw that?
I saw the end of it. Isaac was like, whoa! He saw it.
Yeah.
But, dude, there's these little tails... Yeah. Off in the distance, it's so great. They're sitting there trying to eat food, and we're like, oh, dude, they're making a show for us. And we're like, I'm just saying in my head, no, they're not making a show for us. They're trying to eat food.
No, that's just how they eat.
They're trying to stir up the
krill. Every time, like, if every time I ate Whataburger, someone was like, ooh, put on a show for us. I'd be like, you're not my friend, so please leave. Please leave my area. This is my area.
Me sniffing the burger isn't a show for you.
Yes, don't watch from afar and awe and clap, because I'm eating.
With your binoculars.
Yeah, with your binoculars. That's just creepy. Get out of here.
Get out of here, imbecile.
That reminds me of, like, I forgot. Dang it. I forgot.
Wait, what did you forget?
I forgot what I was going to say. We're talking about whales. Talking about eating.
Watching people eat you. Eat food.
Watching people eat. Eat food. I totally forgot.
Said something about Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger. That might have been something. I feel like that's... Because in Abilene, there's like nowhere to go. Whataburger's like...
You don't like seafood? Or have you not like tried a lot of seafood?
I don't think I've ever tried a lot of seafood.
There's a difference.
Okay.
But dude, look at this plate. What? Oh, it looks so fancy. Look at that!
Okay, here's what Channon is showing me. It is a piece of chicken?
No! Alright, so this is a slice of salmon.
Oh, it looks like chicken.
And then a roll of salmon.
Ew,
and
oh my gosh. That looks like an intestines.
No, it's a filet of salmon. It's rolled up. It's smoked.
Filet mignon.
So, it tastes like the best ham you have ever eaten.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I do like ham.
Dude, I do like ham.
It is so good. That little roll right there. Oh!
That roll of what looks to be like chewed up bubble gum, like if it were like in tower form.
All right. You see how it's just... All right, it's a flat fish and they rolled it up.
Yeah, it's just a fish that's rolled up.
Yes. Did I take any more pictures of my food?
Yeah, let me just describe your food. Because that's all this show will be now. You showing me pictures and me describing them.
Exactly.
Like a cruel way of doing charades or something. Anyway, is there anything else you want to say about your cruise for Alaska?
There was this person walking on the bridge. Don't know why.
Oh, that's weird. Maybe he was like an adventurer or something.
That was totally it. Oh! We saw a seal!
Okay.
Like...
I know what I was talking about. At one of our ports,
like, it was in a river, and he was just sitting there, and he just goes, just swimming under. I was like, dude, that's a seal.
See, that's that.
There's lots of wildlife.
That's a happy animal. But, you've heard of this whole SeaWorld thing, right?
Like, where the whales are, like, in distress, and that's why they eat their
children. Yeah, Abby told me a story today.
Have you not seen Blackfish?
No, I don't want to see it, because it's going to make me very sad. But there is a story about... There's a story about a fit, like this killer whale.
Yes.
That was like apparently depressed, and this is really sad actually. It started. I'm gonna describe it. I'm already laughing. It's not funny. This is not a joke. But like apparently it started slamming its head into like. Don't laugh. It's sad. It started slamming its head into metal bars and screaming. Like, because it was so, like, upset. And eventually, like, you know how, like, the whales go up onto like a platform and spin around and go back in the water. Well, this killer whale finally just like had enough or something and went up on the platform and just stayed there and beached itself and died. Because it was so...
It committed suicide.
Yeah, you're laughing.
It committed whalicide.
Yeah, that's not a joke. That is not a joke.
It's just a stupid fish.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay, okay, that's fine. Well, this is our last episode of Buddy Speak. We'll see you never. Yeah.
So, like, I heard, like... Apparently, killer whales are, like, not, like... They, like, won't attack humans, like, if they're in the wild.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, being, like, taken away from their families as youngins...
That's terrible.
...and caged into these small little things for people to watch them do flips and such, that's when they, like, they go, you know, like, crazy and, like, they eat their trainers front of thousands.
I'm pretty sure we would, too. That's like, true. Imagine if...
That's probably why slaves killed their slave owners.
Yeah, dude. Like, some slaves killed their slave owners. Because,
yeah.
I mean, that's basically... I mean, look what it's done for humans in the past. Like, it's brought so much crap and, like, segregation and, like, just, like, racist things. And, like, that's the same thing...
I understand why other people hate white people.
Yeah.
White people have made me hate white people. And I'm white.
Well, good.
There's some people that are just crazy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. This world is... It's crazy.
It's a crazy world.
I'm kind of scared to, like, go forward, you know? Like, some of the stuff that I see, like, on TV... Like, this whole, like, you know, like, drones and everything, and, like... People just shooting people. Like, you know, just like, oh, boom, there you go. You're dead. Like...
There goes your 40 years of life.
Yeah, that is terrible. Like, why do we live in this time? Like, if you could live in a... Well, I guess...
But at the same time, I wouldn't want to...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live in, like, Columbia, like, olden times where they just, like, throw people in arenas and release the lions, you know?
It's kind of the same thing. Like, they're just killing. That's part of life, I guess. It's just murder for no reason.
I guess so, though.
Like, Columbus, like, fed, like, Native American infants as dog food to their...
Really?
Their dogs.
Oh, gosh. Wow. I guess these days it's, like, the best time for, like, living? You think so?
I guess.
Because, like, people, like, racism... is gonna keep getting, like, less and less, like, a thing, you know? And people got killed because they were, like, a certain color. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I guess, like, today it's, like...
I guess we're progressing?
But in a weird negative way.
But people are like, oh, America's going down the drain. And it's like, but how?
But it also...
I guess it's from a different viewpoint, because there's probably a lot of people
who
are, like, really racist, and it's like, wait, now black people are equal? America's going down the drain!
Yeah, it's like...
So it could be.
Well, people are just becoming equals. Equal, which is good. Good for America. But, like, yeah, I could...
Like...
What?
I don't know, because, like...
We're walking
like,
on America's eggs.
America's going down the drain. And it's like... People say that, but at the same time, it's like... But we're kind of, like, progressing, like...
In other ways.
I guess, because, like... We're, like, more protected.
Well, it's because tragedy has happened. Like, 9/11, like, once that happened... I feel like if 9/11 didn't happen... Like, I feel like more people would... You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, no, because, like... It would have just taken one thing.
Yeah, I guess so. But what if it was... But what if 9/11...
The TSA would be here today.
I know, but, like, I don't want to, like, say that 9/11... Oh, that was... Like, I'm glad that happened. That was terrible. Like, Reed, my brother, was, like, describing, like, at the museum, like, they have, like, this is terrible. They have like recordings of people in their last like voicemails to their like loved ones. It's like, goodness, like, oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't go. Like, it'd be too much for me, but like all that stuff. But like, what if something bigger happened if 9/11 didn't happen?
Well, like, I've always thought about that. Like, why in the world would they, like, why would they go for something that's, like, yeah, killed, like, almost 3,000 people.
Which is terrible.
But at the same time, in a terrorist mind, wouldn't you shoot for something bigger? Like a stadium?
Hmm. Well,
like imagine like flying a plane into the Super Bowl.
Well, think about it. There were the Twin Towers. What were the Twin Towers responsible for?
World Trade?
Well, yeah.
So, well, I guess because it was just a large.
And it was in.
Yeah, I guess it was to send a message.
And it was in New York. So it's like everybody's...
Exactly. So I guess
it's the busiest city.
So
you know?
I guess they weren't like shooting for killing a bunch of people.
They just want
to
get.
Like, because if their goal was to kill as many people as possible, they'd fly it into, like, a football game.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They just wanted
to scare people.
Imagine that.
And they did. I mean, like...
Yeah, now we have robots going into their countries and shooting them up.
So. Yeah, well... See, the world's a mess. That's the
point. So I guess fear helped us?
But it also killed a lot of other people. You know?
Let's just not live on Earth anymore. That'd be great.
Yeah, can we just, like, live on Jupiter? I don't want to live on Moon. No, that's too boring. I'd like to live on Jupiter.
Yeah, there's no Six Flags.
What? That's your first thing? That's your first thing that you say? That's your first thing?
Not.
Oh, no. There's no oxygen. Oh, no. There's no Six Flags either. Hey, don't worry. There's no Six Flags here.
So
there's also no oxygen, plant life,
food, water,
shelter, and there's also no Six Flags. There's no Six Flags on Jupiter.
They don't have the 2-pound turkey legs there. Sorry, I can't.
Yeah, sorry, I can't have a pie that's as big as my body. Sorry.
It's not there, but okay.
Sorry. Well, that was a weird way to end Buddy Speak.
We'll see y'all next week.
Wait, no, wait. We got some announcements. Okay. You know. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, because that's not happening yet.
Buddy _speak. It will happen eventually, okay? At Buddy_speak, we really want to make sure that we didn't say anything in this episode that was offensive. We didn't want to offend anybody. 9/11 was a terrible thing that happened to America. And we are sorry for all the people.
So we're a total of 16 followers?
Okay.
How about you?
Thanks for just interrupting my special speech.
All right. How about follow us on Twitter? Buddy_speak.
Yep.
And
we promise it won't
share
get,
us.
We promise it won't. It's not this grim every time. Because that was kind of a weird way to end it.
Yeah,
I thought, but it was good. It was a good button. It was a good button.
It was the Alaskan frontier.
Yeah, the Alaskan frontier. I guess.
Great. All right. Okay. Well, we'll see you next week.
Email us at AskBuddySpeak. You're just trying to get to the end, aren't you?
I know. I'm just.
You're just like, hey, Ryan, I'm at the finish line, and you're slow. So come on and hurry. I know you're not athletic, okay? And I know you're an athlete, and you want to finish to the finish line, but I'm just taking my time here.
Just because I'm an athlete, what?
Email us at AskBuddySpeak@gmail.com to suggestions, things. If you got offended, let us know. And I'll relay it right to Channon, and he's going to read it on the show, and it's going to be great.
Yes! Guys, like, tell us your hate comments, and we'll read them.
Anyway, we have a website. You can go to our Facebook page to find out what that is, because it's a little long, and I probably should have memorized it. It's a Wix. It's simple stuff that you can just straight email us from that website, which is easy. You don't even have to put anything in there. So, yeah, Channon, do you have any advice for the viewers before they go?
My advice is if you ever go to Alaska, go zip lining.
All right, Channon, tell them bye.
Bye.